Unit 2, page 20, practice, task 1. Ken is talking to his boss about promoting a tour. Listen to the conversation and fill in the missing information in the spaces provided. The first one has been provided as an example. You now have 1 minute to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers. Ken, can I talk to you for a minute, please?
Yes, of course.
I want to talk to you about our new tour. It's called Jewels of Europe. We need to start promoting it.
Jewels of Europe. I love that name. I can start thinking about the promotion any time. What are the details of the tour?
Well, it's a tour of Europe, obviously. I originally thought it should start in Paris, but I changed my mind. Milan is a better place to start the tour.
Milan in Italy?
Yes, and from there the tour will go to Rome, Paris, and London.
Just a sec, let me write that down. So the tour departs from Milan, and the destinations will be Rome, Paris, and...
London. You know how to spell those cities, don't you?
Yeah. Rome is R-O-M-E, right?
Right. Good. Now, three of our team members have suggested slogans for this tour, but I haven't picked one yet.
Let me help you out.
Thanks, Ken. There are two things to remember before we decide on the slogan. First, the slogan has to mention Europe's art. That's because we'll mainly be visiting art museums on the tour. So people have to know about that before signing up. Second, the slogan must be memorable. We want people to remember our slogan.
All right. Let's take a look at what we've got. The first idea is awaken your senses. Well, this one doesn't mention Europe or art.
The next idea is be inspired by the art of Europe.
That's pretty good. It's quite clear that it's about Europe's art. But then it doesn't sound very interesting, which means that people may not remember it.
What about the last one? Europe, the heart of art.
Well, it mentions art and Europe. And it rhymes. So it should be easy for people to remember.
Yes, that's what I thought. Okay, great. So the slogan is sorted. Now, let's move on to the advertising strategy.
What did you have in mind for the advertising strategy? I mean, we can make an online ad, put a print ad in a local newspaper, or make a TV ad. Those are our usual advertising strategies.
Well, I want to be able to reach young people with this ad.
You want to reach young people? Well, I guess the print ad is out, and TV is a maybe.
Yeah, young people don't really read newspapers nowadays.
Right.
Another thing is that I want the ad to reach people around the world. I want the tour to be advertised internationally so that people around the world will know about it.
TV ads might still work if they are shown around the world.
There's one other thing. The ad needs to be low in cost. We don't have that much money to spend on promotion for this tour.
Low in cost, okay. Well, TV ads are really expensive, so we only have one realistic option.
We'll go with that then.
No problem.
Now, we'll need some time to put the ad together. Before that's done, I'd like to update our website banner to let people know about the tour.
Sure, it's easy to create a website banner. Did you have a layout in mind?
We should have the tour name in the centre, with the slogan underneath it.
OK, let me note this down. Tour name in the middle, slogan underneath.
And we'll put our company name on the left-hand side, up at the top corner, with the logo up at the top right corner.
So that's the company name on the top left and the company logo on the top right?
Yes, that's the usual practice for all our ads.
Will we include the destinations in the ad?
Yes, that's important information. The destinations can go below the company name. There should be space on the left-hand side.
Sure. So that's the bottom left corner for the destinations.
We should put the price in too. Maybe put that next to the slogan.
We already have the destinations there though.
Sorry, I meant the other side, on the right. We still have space on the bottom right, don't we?
Oh yes, that's a good spot for the price.
Okay, sounds good. Can you start working on the banner now? I'd like to have something by the end of the day.
No problem.
That is the end of task one. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.